Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to today. I hope your today is going great. Well, here we are again. I think I'm going to stay in the shade today. It is really screaming hot here in Phoenix. On a nice summer day. Anyway, let's get to it. So, keeping with the theme of Level Up Tuesday this week. So, I'm just keeping with the theme this week, which is mindset, which I covered on Level Up Tuesday and touched on yesterday. And I want to give you three more things that you can do to change that mindset to a successful mindset, which is really the key. Like, success doesn't come from hard work. It doesn't come from learning strategies. It doesn't come from being in action and implementing those strategies. It just doesn't happen without having the right mindset. So this is why I'm focusing on this. Next week, I'll be covering something different. But I got a few more things that I want to go over with you, because I got Friday and Monday that I'll be covering some more actionable steps for you. So today I got three. And the first one is being honest with yourself and embracing your imperfections and embracing your weaknesses. Because here's a fact, we're all humans, none of us are perfect. And when we're around people that always want to come off as perfect and there's nothing wrong with them, ultimately we don't want to be around those people, you know what I mean? And that's really, in your business, the same thing, is that if you come off as too perfect, like, people aren't going to want to learn from you. It's just not authentic. There's no, like, connection there. So number one is just embracing your imperfections and, you know, not focusing on the negative, because you have a lot of positives that you can focus on of why you are awesome. But we want to be aware of that so that we can embrace them and be okay with our imperfections. Just going over three more things to help with that successful mindset. And the first one is to acknowledge your imperfections. Because if you hide from them, you'll never overcome them, okay? So be okay with that. Be okay to not be perfect, and really, really get vulnerable when you're around people or customers or clients. Like, be okay to not be perfect. Be okay to admit your faults and admit your weaknesses when talking with them, because it's going to, number one, be authentic, and number two, it's going to create, that vulnerability creates a level of connectedness with people. And Melanie knows that. At NinjaCon, we got really vulnerable with each other. There were a lot of tears shed, but through that vulnerability, there was a level of connectedness with everybody in the room. And the same thing happens when you're talking to your clients, being able to be comfortable with the skin you're in, be okay that you have weaknesses, number one, and be okay with those weaknesses and not be afraid to be vulnerable about those weaknesses, because it is authentic and it helps build that connectedness. And Melanie's like, yes, absolutely. So that's number one, be okay with that. Number two is to view challenges as opportunities. So a lot of times when something isn't going our way or it's not going right or according to plan, we tend to, you know, get frustrated, shut down, stop moving forward, not be in action, you know, for me back in the day, I always felt like I would, like, hide inside of a turtle shell. Like, an imaginary turtle shell on my back. I just want to, like, go right inside of it and close my eyes to the world and not have to deal with whatever the situation was. But, you know, as we grow and we get older and hopefully wiser, what we want to do is just recognize those as opportunities. Like, okay, this sucks and it's uncomfortable and I don't want to deal with this challenge, this thing that is challenging. But really, if you can change your mindset instead of like, oh, this sucks, because that's that negative talk that I was talking about a few days ago, right? That thought created that word that this sucks, thus creating that inaction of not doing anything, right? So really, when the challenge comes up, is to have a change right there in your thought, which is, this is an opportunity for me to learn something, an opportunity that's going to help me grow. And really, when you have compiled opportunities like that, you know, 4 or 5 years, 2 years down the road, whatever it is, from what you've learned has actually helped you progress and you know, whether it's obtaining your goals or just having that successful mindset. So again, number one is just embracing your weaknesses and your imperfections. Number two is to view challenges as opportunities, and really to be, when those challenges come up, not just changing the mindset of, all right, this is an opportunity. It's like, woohoo, yeah, tell yourself that whenever you have a challenge come up, right? Like, hey, this is an opportunity. It's going to be amazing, as you're lying to yourself, right? But what really helps is when you have the challenge and you recognize, okay, this is an opportunity, what you have to do, here's the trick, is you have to give yourself permission to fail, right? Nobody likes to fail. Nobody wants to fail. Nobody doesn't want to do good or have like a good result from what they're doing. But if you can give yourself permission to fail, that, hey, it's okay if I don't do this well or if I don't do this correctly, it's okay. That will take a weight off of your shoulders so that you can actually be in action and do whatever the thing is. Because here's the deal. Whenever you do anything, it's never perfect anyway. You know, the most successful people in the world are the ones who are producing and launching and taking action inside their imperfections. Because if you get so caught up in being perfect in everything, you're analyzing everything to be perfect, and nothing ever is perfect, so you keep going back and trying to tweak, you keep going back trying to change, you keep going back trying to like read through and change stuff, and because it's never perfect, you're constantly analyzing, fixing, and changing, and no action ever ends up coming out of it, so you never get a result because you're wanting perfection. So just be okay with failing, be okay with not being perfect. So that's number two, is viewing those challenges as opportunities and allowing yourself to fail, and fail gracefully. So when it happens, it's not like, oh, stupid, like, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up over it, but failing gracefully of like, okay, I learned what not to do, I learned what I could do differently. And that is the learning process that you're looking to train your mind into having to have a successful mind frame. So the third thing is, always be a student, not just of a particular topic, but be a student of learning. What does that mean? Let me tell you. So being a student of learning means you always want to be learning, whether it's a topic, a subject, a skill set, but ultimately, like, figure out what type of learning works for you, you know? And that's like, you know, a lot of people, they'll read books, they'll read blogs, and they're reading. You know, that doesn't necessarily work that well for me. I shouldn't say that. I've gotten a lot better over the years of reading. I kind of like, I have to like highlight in a book. I can't read on a Kindle or anything. I have to have the physical book or read or use the highlighter. And what I do, what I've learned, is I actually take notes of everything that I highlighted after I'm done with the subject or the chapter, and me being able to do that helps me actually retain the information a lot more. It takes a lot more time, but it's better than reading a book, which takes me days to read a book and then not retain anything. Like, that's the waste of time. It's not a waste of time for me to do that. So some people, though, they're like more audio learners, and they could like sit there and, you know, listen to podcasts and listen to audiobooks, and they just retain that information. Like, that's how they learn, right? And then other people, like myself, are more visual. Like, I'd rather watch a video or a training program or, you know, watch somebody telling me something, because it helps me actually retain that information a lot better. So even though I'm more of a visual learner,
I don't discount the books, right? Because I'm a student of learning. I'm always learning. I'm always wanting to, you know, get better and increase my knowledge, and which obviously knowledge is power and wisdom, right? So basically, be a student of learning, because there's not a one-size-fits-all model to learning. Like, you learn different from other people. So a lot of times people try to tell you how they do things and how they do that, and, you know, they want to make you little thems and do it exactly the way they do it, and that doesn't work because it's not you. It's not going to work for you. You know, there's always a story that I have when I was in a sales position and I wasn't doing really good at all. And, you know, I know I need to try something different. And there's a guy on my team, and, you know, he's a very dry personality, dry humor, very intelligent person, and very logical and analytical. And I'm a little bit more, eccentric, you know, outgoing. And so he had this technique where he was like the stern father figure, like directing people, like, here's what you want to do and why you want to do it. And if you don't, then, you know, there's consequences and repercussions. You know what I mean? He was like, he said that in order to join the program, I'm the gatekeeper, and you have to go through me if this is something you want to do. So you need to act accordingly. And, like, he got people in line, and people signed up for the program and bought, and he was doing really well. So I'm like, hey, this guy's doing really well. Let me see what he's doing. So I paid attention to what he was doing. You know, I sat down with him, listened to some phone calls, and I was like, man, that sounds rough, man. I don't know if I can, like, talk to people like that, dude. Like, I don't want anybody talking to me like that. Kind of awkward, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try anyway. I'm just going to give it a whirl. So the phone rang, and I pick it up, and I'm like, hello, you know, and we're talking, and we're going through. I'm having a great conversation with this person, and I was like, so, do you want to get started on Monday or Wednesday? And the person's like, well, you know, like, I don't think I'm ready to actually get started now. So I pull out his techniques and I go, well, Jimmy, you got to understand something here. I'm what they call the gatekeeper here. And click. I'm like, hello? Hello? It's like, that person hung up on me. Me. I'm like the nicest guy in the world to work with. Well, it's because I tried to be somebody else and how they're being. And that doesn't work for my character. So it came off as inauthentic, arrogant, I don't know what else, because I never spoke to that person again, but they hung up on me because it was that bad. So the moral of the story is to know you, to know how you learn, and not to try to fit into a box that other people try to fit you into. It's all about finding your own voice, your own way, and your own learning. So again, just to recap, we got acknowledge your imperfections, be vulnerable with them. It's okay. Even in the internet world, like, I'm not perfect in doing these videos, and, you know, I really don't care at this point. Now I'm practiced to where it's like, I really don't care. But, like, if they were perfect and if I were perfect, then they wouldn't resonate with anybody anyway. People need to know that you're a human being and not a freaking robot, you know? So be okay with those weaknesses and those vulnerabilities, and be vulnerable with it. So two was, view challenges as opportunities, and give yourself grace in failing, okay? And give yourself the permission to fail, be graceful in the failing, and learn from it, and then always be learning. Learn different ways to learn. Learn different subjects. Always be a student of learning. So those are the three things that I wanted to cover with you today. And if you practice these things, hopefully you wrote them down. If not, watch the video again and write them down so that you can practice them, because without practicing them, you're never going to implement them. And if you don't implement them, you're never going to have a change in the mindset. And if you don't have the change in the mindset, you're never going to be able to break through that ceiling that's preventing you from getting to where you want to freaking be. All right? So take it seriously. Go do it. Write them down. Let me know how it's going. I would love to hear how you're implementing them and how it's working for you. And if you have any comments or questions, make sure you leave them in the comments. I'll be sure to answer any of the questions for you and help you any way that I possibly can. Again, if you're new to this or you're just coming on, my name is Jeremy Kenderson, and I'm here to help you level up. So go out there and level up. And if you like this video, please feel free to share it. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you like and follow my page. And I will see you guys tomorrow. All right? Have a good one. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson. And if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next episode.